WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A shift in government, not here, overseas.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, after his Conservative Party lost badly in yesterday's election. They had been in power for 14 years. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer will become the country's new Prime Minister. President Biden beginning a critical stretch in his effort to keep his re-election campaign going. He will meet with voters in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today and will sit down for a one-on-one interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos later. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 2 storm, as it batters the Mexican resort towns of Cancun and Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula, Tulum especially in the crosshairs. Labor Department's June employment report out this morning expected to show the market beginning to cool just slightly. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The suspect in a homicide that happened early Thursday morning was arrested in Madison, according to the Columbus Police Department. An initial call came into the department around 1:30 a.m. about fireworks. When police arrived on the scene, they found a man with gunshot wounds. Officials attempted emergency aid on the man, and police stated the victim died at a health clinic. Officers identified a suspect as they investigated, also reviewed video camera footage. Police arrested the man just before 2 p.m. in Madison. The Madison Police Department reported its officers and members of the Madison Police Department SWAT team took the suspect into custody at a hotel on the 2100 block of East Springs Drive on the city's east side. The suspect was then turned over to the Columbus Police Department for their investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
Raise a little thing called love. Yeah, yeah. Raise a little hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great Friday. I'm Maddie Jones, the day after the 4th. Hopefully everybody's dry and everybody had a great holiday as well. It's Tom Cochran now. Life is a Highway on Max FM.
Love's like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway. I won't ride it all night long. If you're coming my way, I won't drive it all night long. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around.
Max FM.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
I'm
Well, there is Whitney Houston, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, hopefully you had a wonderful 4th of July celebration yesterday. I know a lot of people's festivities got cut short because of all of the rain we had. Hopefully you're staying dry. Our root cellar was not. Little cleanup first thing this morning. But yesterday, if you didn't get to shoot off your fireworks, well, don't you worry. You have a couple more days to get in all of those fireworks and all of those 4th of July festivities. Unless you were like our neighbors out here on Goose Poop Pond who took it to a whole nother level shooting things off and said, hey, it's America's birthday. I'm even going to do this in the middle of a severe thunderstorm warning. Yes, that's what they were doing. I'm not sure why, not even sure you could see them or how they were getting them lit off, but they absolutely were. Now, most of the fireworks festivities and big celebrations and big city displays had to be postponed or canceled outright last night. Here in Baraboo, if you want to see a wonderful fireworks display, the Festival Foods fireworks, well, they're going to try to get those off tonight at dusk, same location as yesterday, UW Platteville, Baraboo Sauk County campus. So make your plans to be over there to see a wonderful fireworks display. We just took it to a whole new level here at Goose Poop Pond yesterday. We decided to watch the fireworks display at Washington, D.C. You know, they aired that on PBS. Hey, at least it was fireworks on the 4th of July in an area that was not drowning in rain or needs an arc in order to make things happen. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Hopefully, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that that display goes off without a hitch tonight. We do have a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms through today, mostly cloudy, at least through the mid to early to mid-afternoon. We might actually see a little bit of sun later on. Again, fingers crossed for all of that. 73 for our high today, down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day if you want to extend any celebrations. Partly cloudy with a high near 78, then a chance for some scattered thunderstorms again on Sunday with a high near 79. Right now, it's 62. It's time for our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming air events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Sunday in Portage, it's the flea market at the Portage Grandstands in the outside arena area. This event will be held the first Sunday of every month all the way through October. Rain or shine, come shop or come sell. The event takes place 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Veterans Memorial Field there in Portage. And as always, every Wednesday and Saturday, it's the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will have fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street. This event, again, is every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30. Give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook to see who will be in attendance the next day.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
There's a girl that's been on my mind all the time. So
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries, the big weekend list coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. Now remember, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, all you have to do is text us this morning, 355-9970. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers now.
I was talking with a friend of mine, said a woman that hurt his pride, told him that she loved him so, and turned around and let him go. Then he said, you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Well, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Someday I might need you, baby. Don't do me like that. Listen, honey, can you see? Maybe you were very mean. If you were in a public eye, give it someone else a try.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
give love a bad name. There is Bon Jovi, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, if your 4th of July festivities and celebrations got cut a little short yesterday because of all of that rain, and let's face it, that was a lot of rain again, well, it turns out you're probably not alone. And I say keep the party going throughout the weekend, right? I mean, there's no reason to not celebrate America just because Mother Nature decided to drown us out once again. Now, around the holidays, you know there's nothing I love more than a few good fun facts, and I've got some 4th of July ones for us. According to the American Farm Bureau, the average 4th of July cookout's going to cost us about $72 this year. That's up about 5%. That's for a group of about 10, and it includes staples like cheeseburgers, chicken, pork chops, beans, and potato salad. I don't feel like this is a complete list, though. No hot dogs, no brats. I feel like something's missing. 4th of July gas prices, if you're doing a little traveling, are fairly steady, though, maybe even down a little bit from last year. Gas Buddy expects our average prices to be right around $3.49 a gallon, which is down a penny from last year and way down from $4.79 2 years ago, right after Russia invaded Ukraine. A new study ranked the best barbecue cities and put Kansas City, Missouri at the top. Been to the area, done the barbecue. Absolutely agree with that one. The rest of the top five include Memphis, Houston, Kansas City, Kansas, and LA. Apparently, we also like the bougie type of barbecues in this country. A new poll found 83% of us are proud to be an American. That's how many also said at least somewhat proud. Only 3% said not proud at all. Hey, if you're not proud at all, I don't want you shooting off any fireworks tonight. You can't celebrate the birthday of America if you're not proud, right? While it has annual ranking of the most patriotic states, put Virginia at number one, followed by Alaska, Montana, Maine, and Oregon. Arkansas, well, they're just dead last on this list as well. Our perception of the average American isn't so great, though. The top words that we'd use to describe our fellow Americans are selfish, spoiled, and undisciplined. I can see some people getting into those categories. When the same poll was done in 1948, the top picks were generous and confident, but even then, selfish and spoiled tied for third. There's been a trend in this country for quite some time. A poll asked people which freedoms are most important to our identity as Americans. Number one is a tie between the right to vote and equal protection under the law. Yes and yes. Freedom of speech ranked third, followed by a right to privacy and freedom of religion. Does the American dream still exist? That's another fun fact for the 4th of July. Well, it turns out young people are most likely to say no. Only 17% of seniors said definitely not, compared to 30% of folks under the age of 30. If you went to a parade over the 4th of July weekend or are going to one, you know, maybe somebody's got canceled yesterday. A writer for CNN did an op-ed entitled, "Let's Stop Pretending That Parades Are Fun." Quote, "I don't think parades are going away anytime soon. I just want people to stop pretending they actually enjoy them." I don't know. I think this is somebody who has never been to a circus parade in Baraboo at certain points of the year. I think if that person and that writer came here, I think the mind would be completely changed. But I guess you do you at that point. Some fun facts for the 4th of July weekend as we continue all of the fun and the festivities. And hopefully there's more barbecuing as well. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Maybe some rain through later today. And then we're going to clear things out. And tomorrow looks absolutely gorgeous. Sean Cable's got more details next, plus we'll have a look at sports here on Max FM.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metals investments. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-GOLD for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call Advantage Gold today at 800-900-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the finale their series to the Colorado Rockies by the final counts of 4-3 at Coors Field last night. The Brewers fell behind 3-0, but would rally with two runs in the fourth and then another in the sixth to tie the matchup, but then gave up the game winner in the bottom of the sixth. Tobias Myers takes the loss, giving up 4 earned over 6 innings on 8 hits while striking out 5. The Crew and the Rockies split the 4-game series, each winning 2 matchups. The Brewers now head to LA to start a 3-game weekend set with the Dodgers. Newly acquired Aaron Civale goes to the bump tonight. He'll be opposed by Tyler Glasnow. On to minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Wisconsin shuts out Beloit by the final count of 9-0. The Timber Rattlers entertain the Skycarp again tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
Stop the way it is.
99.7 Max FM with Alanis Morissette.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
She works hard for the money. There's Donna Summer, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Whether you're somebody who is off today because you took an extra day for the 4th of July weekend, well, you're probably asleep. You probably don't even know I'm talking to you right now. Or if you're one of those people who's back at it today, just like I am, well, we're just waiting for the weekend. Not jealous at all that you might have a day off. Just holding it all together until the rest of the world decides to join us again on Monday. Either way, we definitely appreciate that you're here. Now, if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, don't forget about that fish fry and live music at Devil's Lake State Park. It's going to take place on the North Shore. The Relish Tray Bistro is going to cater a delicious meal, and Chris Cuter is going to perform some live music. It all gets underway around 4:30. Remember, you do have to have a park sticker to get into Devil's Lake State Park for that event. Then you can follow that up by a fireworks display. That's right. The city, because of the rain last night, is going to try and have the big Festival Foods fireworks display over at the UW-Platteville-Baraboo-Sauk County campus. If you want to go get a little fish and then go see some fireworks, this would be a great opportunity. Remember, that show will start at dusk. Updates will be over at the Baraboo's Facebook page and also at the City of Baraboo's Facebook page. And we'll, of course, keep you updated here at Max FM. Taking a look at your forecast right now, some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Mostly cloudy through about mid-afternoon, and then we might actually see a little bit of sunshine later on. 73 for our high, down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow should be absolutely gorgeous. Partly cloudy with a high near 78, then some scattered thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 79. Right now, it's 62. Coming up, we're going to have a look at ABC and local news. We're also going to have sports later on during your 7 o'clock hour. It's all right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News.